Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 10th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Microsoft has given up its seat as an observer on the board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI as it faces regulatory scrutiny of its partnership with the startup. A person familiar with the decision said Microsoft realized its position had unsettled some antitrust officials and decided to abandon the position rather than defend a role it no longer needed. In a letter sent Tuesday, Microsoft said it believed OpenAI's board had gained stability, meaning Microsoft's involvement on the board was no longer necessary. A spokeswoman for OpenAI said the startup is establishing a new approach to informing key strategic partners and investors. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Germany will remove Chinese components from the country's 5G mobile networks by the end of 2029. The decision is a concession to the U.S., which has warned Chinese components pose a security risk. Under a draft agreement with the government, the country's main telecoms operators have agreed to remove components made by Chinese manufacturers Huawei and ZTE from their core networks by the end of 2026. That's according to people familiar with the deal. They stressed that a final agreement hasn't been signed yet, and that some details could still change. A spokesman for the German Interior Ministry said a decision had been made on steps to secure the critical parts of the country's 5G wireless networks, but declined to say more. A spokesman for Huawei in Germany declined to comment. ZTE didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. In the past, both companies have denied that their equipment posed a security risk. And Intuit, the maker of tax preparation software, is planning layoffs as it prepares for a hiring spree in its pivot towards artificial intelligence. The company plans to cut about 1,800 employees and close two of its work sites in North America. In a letter to staff, Intuit's CEO, Sasan Goodarzi, said the company is preparing to hire another 1,800 workers in fiscal 2025 to support its growth objectives. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.